USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the U.S. Border Patrol says that more than 76,000 people tried to cross the southern border illegally in February alone, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen appears today at a hearing on Capitol Hill.
In recent years, we have seen the numbers of vulnerable populations, children and families, skyrocket. Over 60% of the current flow are family units and unaccompanied alien children, and 60% are non-Mexican.
Warning that illegal immigration is spiraling out of control, Nielsen got into several heated debates with Democrats on that panel over family separations at the border and whether or not immigrant kids have been kept in cages. Authorities in Lee County, Alabama now say everyone who was unaccounted for after Sunday's tornadoes have been located. The death toll remains at 23. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Saying they're still fine-tuning the language of the bill, Democrats have delayed a vote on a measure that would condemn anti-Semitism. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
This all stems from comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who said that pro-Israel groups are using political donations to influence U.S. policy in the Middle East. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana on the bill.
Everybody's entitled to their own beliefs, but if you want to sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee and objectively look at and help set the foreign policy of the United States of America, you shouldn't have anti-Semitic beliefs.
Indiana State Police say at least 21 people, including 19 high school students, were injured when a school bus crashed into a dump truck in Indiana, about 45 minutes west of Cincinnati this morning. Those who were injured have broken bones but are all expected to live. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
R&B singer R. Kelly emotionally denying sexual abuse allegations in a morning interview today, saying that he's blaming social media for starting and perpetuating this latest round of allegations against him.
Any girl that I had a relationship in the past that it just didn't work out, she can come and say the same exact thing.
Kelly, whose real name is Robert Kelly, spoke on CBS's This Morning after being charged last month with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving four victims, three of them being minors. That after Kelly had to deny sexual misconduct back in 2008 when he was acquitted of child pornography charges over a video that prosecutors claimed showed him having sex with a girl of about age 13. All passengers and crew on a Virgin Atlantic flight that traveled from Barbados to London are now being quarantined, as the airline says all are under medical assessment because of some widespread illness on board. And Family Dollar stores are going to close 390 locations across the nation this year in an effort to revamp the business. The discount chain bought by Dollar Tree in 2015. The company now facing intense pressure from investors to sell or revitalize their business model. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the U.S. Border Patrol says that more than 76,000 people tried to cross the southern border illegally in February alone, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen appears today at a hearing on Capitol Hill.
In recent years, we have seen the numbers of vulnerable populations, children and families, skyrocket. Over 60% of the current flow are family units and unaccompanied alien children, and 60% are non-Mexican.
Warning that illegal immigration is spiraling out of control, Nielsen got into several heated debates with Democrats on that panel over family separations at the border and whether or not immigrant kids have been kept in cages. Authorities in Lee County, Alabama now say everyone who was unaccounted for after Sunday's tornadoes have been located. The death toll remains at 23. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Saying they're still fine-tuning the language of the bill, Democrats have delayed a vote on a measure that would condemn anti-Semitism. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
This all stems from comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who said that pro-Israel groups are using political donations to influence U.S. policy in the Middle East. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana on the bill.
Everybody's entitled to their own beliefs, but if you want to sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee and objectively look at and help set the foreign policy of the United States of America, you shouldn't have anti-Semitic beliefs.
Indiana State Police say at least 21 people, including 19 high school students, were injured when a school bus crashed into a dump truck in Indiana, about 45 minutes west of Cincinnati this morning. Those who were injured have broken bones but are all expected to live. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
R&B singer R. Kelly emotionally denying sexual abuse allegations in a morning interview today, saying that he's blaming social media for starting and perpetuating this latest round of allegations against him.
Any girl that I had a relationship in the past that it just didn't work out, she can come and say the same exact thing.
Kelly, whose real name is Robert Kelly, spoke on CBS's This Morning after being charged last month with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving four victims, three of them being minors. That after Kelly had to deny sexual misconduct back in 2008 when he was acquitted of child pornography charges over a video that prosecutors claimed showed him having sex with a girl of about age 13. All passengers and crew on a Virgin Atlantic flight that traveled from Barbados to London are now being quarantined, as the airline says all are under medical assessment because of some widespread illness on board. And Family Dollar stores are going to close 390 locations across the nation this year in an effort to revamp the business. The discount chain bought by Dollar Tree in 2015. The company now facing intense pressure from investors to sell or revitalize their business model. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringgoes, New Jersey, right out here in the Flemington area. But travel all over the tri-state area working on projects for your home, all sorts of things, whether it be painting or molding or trim or kitchens or bathrooms or carpeting or a stair runner or furniture, accessories, drapes, blinds, everything related to anything related to the home or to your business. One of the things that we do every once in a while is we do something related to what we're working on in the current week. And one of the things that I'm working on this week is wallpaper. That's right, wallpaper is back. It's very funny because I have a process when it comes to my projects for the week. On Sunday, I'll post on my blog, and you can follow me. There's a free blog you can subscribe to each week and get great ideas and pictures of things to do for your home. And that is the, T-H-E, color, C-O-L-O-R, guru, G-U-R-U, at blogspot, blogspot.com. So if you Google the color guru at blogspot.com. I've been doing it for a number of years now, and each Sunday or Monday morning, but typically it's on Sunday, I'll work on the topic for the week, and I'll post that. And this week was wallpaper is back. Then I start writing the show for Wednesday, and then when I come to studio, we on social media during that week, Monday and Tuesday, we'll usually advertise the show. And then I do it live here in studio at WHCR at 2 o'clock on Wednesdays. And then typically I go down to PCTV for Comcast, and we shoot that show, and then that airs later the following month. So it's kind of a process of how I work. So today's topic is going to be, because I was working in somebody's house picking wallpaper, the return of wallpaper. Let's take a look at the weather, because the weather has been pretty cold. It was pretty cold today getting that wallpaper out of the back of my car, I have to tell you that. So let's take a look at what's going on and the rest of the week, which I think is supposed to be very cold. Currently, we have overcast skies and only 26 degrees. This afternoon, there's a 20% chance of slight showers, snow showers, that is, with a high of 28 degrees. Tonight, it's partly cloudy with a low of 12. I hated being this cold. On Thursday, 20% chance of light snow showers with a high of only 32. On Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 18. On Friday now, there's a 40% good chance of snow with a high of 34 degrees. On Friday night, a 20% chance of a slight shower of snow showers with a low of 26. On Saturday, it's going to be a mostly sunny and clear day with a high of 44. Saturday night is going to be partly cloudy, then snow rain mix with a low of 30 degrees. And finally, Sunday is supposed to be a rain day, but warmer, with 49 degrees as the high. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi. As I say, I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringgoes, New Jersey, at 176 Route 20231 in Ringgoes, which is really Flemington. It's across the street from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station and next to Fred Bean's Toyota dealership. We're in the Hunterdon Commons Strip Mall on 202, traveling north. Good news, we are expanding our store. I am in within Flemington Fan and Lighting, and we've just secured and taken over a second location, which is going to be an outlet center. So if you ever were looking for accessories, little tables, things, art, and lighting, now's your time to get out to us. Maven Hill Designs has been in business for 22 years, working on all sorts of projects, published in major magazines, and quite a bit online if you follow me online under Maven Hill Designs. Or even on Instagram, if you follow me on Instagram, I post what I'm working on pretty much every day. There's always three inspirational pictures of what Maven Hill Designs is working on or inspired by for the week. All right, we're going to take a couple of commercial messages. I have brought a lot of samples today and a lot of pictures. So we're going to talk a lot and show a lot about inspirations for wallpaper after these commercial messages.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression. Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. A lot of people have contacted me after I do the show because as many people watch it live, more people watch it in the podcast. And I want to talk about how to watch our program. Yes, we are a radio show, and you can listen live on your computer from 2 to 3 Eastern Standard Time anywhere you are, and you can listen to us. But we also stream on Facebook. And one of the things that we do have here is we have the ability for you to call into the show on any of our topics. And if you're nice, we'll let you on the air and talk and get your opinion. So I'm going to open up our phone lines early today, and that is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Tell us what you think about wallpaper. Is it a good thing, a bad thing? Did you have wonderful experiences, bad experiences with it? Lots to talk about when it comes to wallpaper. Wallpaper is still controversial for people, I think. It really depends on your life experience, probably where you are in your life, and the look you're looking for today. A couple things that I wanted to talk about that I do at Maven Hill is one of the things that might be kind of nice if somebody's looking to renovate their home and they're lost is I do a promotion called the Fresh Eyes for $199 plus tax. I will come out to your house, walk through every single room, and leave you with a wonderful carbon-copied list of the best things to do for your home, whether it be paint colors or moving furniture or so on, 1 to 2 hours with you going through every room, every crevice of your home. And it's a great starter, whether you're a self-starter, where it's a wish list that you're going to carry out over the next 5 to 10 years, it's kind of nice to do that. To set up a consultation with me at Maven Hill, call me at 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. We're going to take just one commercial message, and then we'll be back with a lot more of our show. Today is all about wallpaper.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back with Modern Design. Our topic today happens to be wallpaper. And I want to start talking about wallpaper, how wallpaper has evolved and changed through the years, and then specifically how I'm using it these days. And I have great samples on a lot of them to show you, and maybe a way to find some new inspiration by using wallpaper. So let's talk about the past. In the 1950s, in the 1960s, in the 1970s, even in the 1980s, people used wallpaper. Wallpaper was definitely around for a long time. And the original reason people often wallpapered is that we weren't even dealing with sheetrocked walls. We were often dealing with plaster and older surfaces. And, you know, you just couldn't necessarily get that right with paint, especially in those days people used oil-based paints. And they really did show everything. So people were using wall coverings to even out the walls, to make them look clean, to be easy to clean. And they were very, very popular again up until the 1980s. And people, because you were dealing with older surfaces or they hadn't sort of perfected sheetrock per se at that point, they were doing volume of wallpaper. So people were wallpapering their living room, their dining room, their kitchens, their hallways. You look at older homes today, sometimes the Victorians, every room is wallpapered. That's what people did back then. If you had imperfect walls, that was a way to hide it. So wallpaper has been around for a very long time. The problem is, starting with sort of, I'd say, around the 1980s, when it was all the pastel boom and the florals and so on, when people were buying, at that point, the boom of new construction and people were buying new homes in the 70s and the 80s, and then they were selling those homes, they were often DIYers, that is, do-it-yourself. So when people would get a new home, they say, okay, well, I'm going to put up some wallpaper, and they would have new sheetrock, and they wouldn't prime first. And when you prime walls for paper, it's different than priming the walls for paint. So you have to use a wallpaper primer specifically designed for that. And if you have new sheetrock, you want to paint a layer of base paint first, then a wallpaper primer over the base paint. Very important, because down the road when that house is sold and the new people want to put their stamp on it, if you don't do those two steps, especially if you're starting with new sheetrock, the sheetrock paper is going to come off in sort of shards with the paper. And that's what happened to most people. So when I first came into the industry in the 90s, people were changing over, and we went from that sort of pastel-y look of the 1980s to the dark jewel tones and a little bit more of a traditional look. And people wanted that pastel look gone, and we would go to take the wallpaper off. It would be a disaster. So in the 90s, in the beginning of my career, all we did was remove wallpaper, and it was a painstaking, awful thing. A lot of times we had to re-sheet rock. It was, had become a construction project. So those people remember that. And then in the 90s, I often heard from people, no wallpaper. And then what you remember about the 90s, and you still see it a little bit today with the dark grays, is people started using much darker saturated paint colors. Burgundy was probably one of the hottest colors I did in the 1990s. Lots of burgundies and mustards and rich gold and russets and greens, all the dark greens. Remember the hunter green and the olive green and the sage green. Lots of those jewel tones were done. And one of the reasons they were done is they gave sort of that sort of drama that you get with wallpaper by using a dark color, but not, not using actual paper. So in the 90s, lots of painting, lots of different colors. And if people wanted to do something else, they did faux painting. Faux painting really started in the 1980s, but in the 90s, it got a little bit better and a little bit more sophisticated. So that was kind of how we went in the 90s. In the 2000s, it kind of continued, but the colors started to soften a little bit. By 2010, things really changed, and we were seeing more of grays and really neutral tones. And then I started to see people thinking about wallpaper again, because what started to happen was, with the colors of paint being so neutral, especially from room to room, you need some visual interest when you have a big house. So in the past, I would say, I guess from 2010 on, people have been asking me for wallpaper again. But wallpaper is sort of reinvented now. We're not doing wallpapering a whole kitchen, a whole living room, a whole dining room. We're using wallpaper in select spots just as an accent. So one of the places that I do wallpaper often, I say, and I usually do the whole room, is a powder room. And I often recommend people to do wallpaper in a powder room. And one of the reasons for that is a very practical reason. Whether you're 2 or 92, what are you often in a powder room? You're in a small, confined space. It's the one space in your home, often on the first floor, that every single person uses. And they're dealing with what? Water. So when people go to wash their hands, inevitably their fingertips will sort of flick the sheetrock, which is paper, and you will get water dots and stains on your paint. Even if you use a spa formulated paint, even if you use that, you will get that, and over time that will be a problem. The vinyl papers that they have today are rich looking. They're not shiny, they're not cheesy looking, they're beautiful. So I like to do a beautiful, rich vinyl paper that doesn't look like vinyl in powder rooms. It's protective, it's a small space, and it allows you to have some print or some texture. Don't forget about texture. A lot of the papers I do today are just that. They're just simply texture. So you can still hang artwork on it. You can change your colors. You can change your towels. So they're good to do. So a powder room is a perfect place to do some paper. So I brought a lot in today, and our show goes by so quickly. I'm going to start talking about and showing you some of the papers that I do. We'll bring it out. I put a little caddy together, a wallpaper caddy, which I'm going to try to see if I can get on screen that you guys can see, of some of the different papers that we're going to look at today. These are all vinyls. They're very modern. They have a lot of texture to them. Some of them have pattern, but they work wonderfully in small spaces, and a lot of them are very versatile. So when I take the first paper out, and this is one that I actually wound up doing in a dining room in Chatham, New Jersey. We'll take that first one out and take a look at this. Now this paper, I'll try to give you the most of it as I can here, if you can see. This is a geometric. It's a gray geometric pattern. It is a large-scale pattern. This couple had 9-foot ceilings so they could handle it. And in the dining room that I did it in, it was above a chair rail. So there was a molding on the bottom, a chair rail, this wonderful paper, and then a crown molding. It did break it up, so you didn't have too much of a pattern. This would also work well all the way around in a powder room. It's vinyl, but it has a matte finish, which means it is washable. It's also a neutral, which is kind of nice for a downstairs powder room, because you could take this specific wall covering, and you could pair it with citrus green. You could pair it with navy blue. You could pair it with coral. This would look great, wouldn't it, with yellow? Pair it with a nice bright yellow. Lots of different colors that you can pair this to. You can do this with earth tones. You can do sort of a rich tan, maybe with the gray, and do grays and tans together and layered neutral. A russet would be nice with this. You could even pair this with red. All these colors can work wonderfully with a paper like that. So that's certainly one that I would definitely recommend for a powder room. Now, the next one I'm going to show you is a company I like, which the wallpapers are made in Newark. And that's called Tebow. Tebow has interesting papers. Now, this is a very patterned paper. This is a chinoiserie sort of pattern. And this is done in sort of a colors that I like, which are blues and greens. This would be wonderful, wonderful for many spaces in a house. In a powder room, in a small setting, in a powder room, this would be wonderful. And then you could change out your accents in shades of white, blue, or green, and that could be very wonderful. Could you see a nice silver-leafed mirror with a beautiful white vanity, or maybe a dark gray painted vanity with this? Really nice to look at it, the space. So Tebow's a name when you're going out looking at papers. Tebow's a name that I like a lot. They're in New Jersey. They do a quality paper and really nice for a powder room. This paper, specifically the one that I'm showing you now with the wonderful print to it, almost looks like a toile, like a Chinese-looking toile. Could also work in a breakfast room, in a dining room, in a master bedroom on the headboard wall. You know, these days people are doing their bed with just no footboard, just an upholstered headboard. So you need something dramatic behind a bed. So in a case like this, I'd probably pick a soft light color within here for the other three walls and then just do the wallpaper in that one wall. The headboard wall, and then it gives you your palette for your bedding, and it brings everything together. All right, we're going to take some commercial messages, a lot of books, and a lot of stuff to go through. I don't know if we'll get it all through all today. Our show is all about wallpaper today.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringo's, New Jersey, 176 Route 20231 in the Hunterdon Commons Shopping Center within Flemington Fan and Lighting. We have about 6,000 square feet there. Wonderful lighting and accessories, end tables, wonderful artwork, and really good prices. Things that you won't find anywhere else. In small amounts, but wonderful stuff. Every day I get new things in, and things that are a little bit different than you'll see in the Home Goods and in the other stores you'll find around, and really good prices. So check out Maven Hill Home Store within Flemington Fan and Lighting at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be wallpaper, and I have some samples for you, both cuttings that I had made for today's program and books that we're going to go through with pictures. So let's take a look at some more papers that I did. I purposely did ones that are a little bit current and modern. Now, I don't know how the next one is going to read on screen, but this is a snakeskin, one that has sort of a snakeskin-looking kind of a paper, and this is all about texture. Now, it might not read as well on film, especially with the color and so on, but this is a really neat paper. Now, where I used this was in a contemporary house about 2 years ago in Ringo's, and the front room was the gentleman's office, and the other walls were all neutral, and there was nothing interesting. It had blonde floors, and there was nothing really interesting about this space. I did do a glass top desk with horses, metal horses that were chrome, and that looked really nice, and a black chair, but I needed something to set off this room because you walked in and you looked left and you saw this room, and it was a visual, and I wanted it to be somewhat masculine, so I found this wonderful paper. It is a vinyl, and it has a sort of snakeskin, kind of a masculine look with texture, and we did that just on the back wall as a backdrop. It was spectacular. It made the room. He absolutely loved it. It didn't need anything on the floor. It didn't need anything accessory-wise. Just adding a little bit of paper sparingly to create a look is great. You know, when you have a larger home, and many of us out west, the homes are newer, so they're larger, you have all the sheetrock from room to room to room to room. So these days now, we're not painting one room burgundy and one room gold and one room green and one room blue anymore. We're doing lots of grays and grayages. So to break up the monotony of the same, wouldn't you like to add a little something else, a little texture, a little visual interest? Wallpaper gives you that. You don't have to do it everywhere, but a little bit of wallpaper goes a long way. Just make sure you prime first before you do it. with wallpaper primer, paint, wallpaper primer, and then the paper. The papers today are better than they were before. The formulations are better, and people know they go on and come off. So another one for you to look at. So here, let me get the next one. Now, this one has a little bit more of a commitment to color. This one got a little trampled in the car this morning, so I'm not showing it in its best light. Maybe I can do it halfway down here instead. I'll take a look at this one. This is also a geometric paper, and this is a really interesting-looking paper. It's a geometric that has a wonderful sort of greeny gold color and dark charcoal gray and white. Now, this is not for everybody, but this is a paper that I did in a dining room in South Orange, New Jersey. We did the bottom of the walls in like a dark gray. We had a white chair rail, and above it, we had this wonderful sort of vintage-looking, deco-looking geometric paper. And unbelievable, it really worked well in this space with a modern light fixture, which was a white drum shade, and beautiful sleek furniture, and this pop of this sort of citrusy kind of yellowy green color really made the space and brought the simple dark furniture together with the paper. Now, this is a very specific taste. You have to really like this to do that. And often my papers are a little bit more about texture, as the previous one I showed you and some of the books will show. But every once in a while, you need something special. Your house full of gray rooms, as this lady did. She wanted her dining room to be a crescendo. On the sideboard, we had a lot of white orchids and beautiful black and gray pots. And this pop with the wallpaper really made a difference. Also, it's not the whole room. The bottom was all dark gray. There's all molding. There's baseboard molding. There's chair rail. There's molding on top. There were so many things that were neutral. The pop was just where it needed to be, at eye level as a backdrop. You always want to think about when you're entertaining that at night, especially when you're taking pictures in your dining room, the holidays and so on, you want to have a beautiful backdrop. I relate it to like when you were going to school as a kid. I remember when I was in grammar school in the 1970s, they would put up a backdrop that was blue. It was this beautiful blue backdrop, and it was really flattering. And I remember everybody, you know, had that as a backdrop. Think about that when you're decorating your dining room, that you want a great backdrop. I'm going to show you one more, and then we're going to go to our news break. And this is another gray, of course. We're still going into the gray phase with a geometric, and this has an accent color with it. So it's not so brave. It's mostly a gray backdrop, but a little bit of this wonderful orange. I love the combination of gray and orange together. This is a little bit more of a contemporary. It's got a wonderful, it is a vinyl, but it's got a wonderful sophisticated matte finish to it and texture within the geometry. An excellent paper to do in any space, whether it be a pattern room, you do wonderful like orange and dark charcoal gray towels in there, or maybe in your dining room, instead of doing it all the way around, you just do it on the sideboard wall, right? And maybe we paint out the one piece. Maybe you have you inherited an old sideboard. Let's paint it a shade of orange. Have a traditional set, maybe some wonderful fabrics on the chairs, and then one pop piece, which they're doing now. Something really nice to do. It's just an accent piece. This would also work wonderful in a bedroom. If you're doing the headboard wall, the geometry of that is good. The scale of that is very good. All right, I'm going to take a quick news break because I have a lot to show you about wallpaper. We'll be back with more of Modern Design on today's show, The Wallpaper Show, right after this.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the U.S. Border Patrol says that more than 76,000 people tried to cross the southern border illegally in February alone, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen appears today at a hearing on Capitol Hill.
In recent years, we have seen the numbers of vulnerable populations, children and families, skyrocket. Over 60% of the current flow are family units and unaccompanied alien children, and 60% are non-Mexican.
Warning that illegal immigration is spiraling out of control, Nielsen got into several heated debates with Democrats on that panel over family separations at the border and whether or not immigrant kids have been kept in cages. Authorities in Lee County, Alabama now say everyone who was unaccounted for after Sunday's tornadoes have been located. The death toll remains at 23. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi, and we're talking all things wallpaper today. Now, I'm going to put up an interesting book. Patty Dewey, who's my wallpaper rep for a number of companies, sent me a book that's so beautiful and different. I don't know that they're going to show that well on Facebook streaming in the podcast here, because I don't know if the camera in here can pick up. These are subtle. A lot of times I use wallpaper as a backdrop, so I don't make it to be such a focal point. I make it be something if it's going to go around a room in a library, in an office, in a dining room, in a bedroom, something that's just texture because it adds a little bit. So this book happens to be actual fabric, wallpaper that's actual fabric. So I wouldn't necessarily use this particular book in a powder room, but I definitely would use it in a bedroom. In a beautiful bedroom, you want to make it a little bit, maybe a little bit exotic, a little bit elegant, a little bit maybe slightly feminine. So I'm going to show you this book, a very heavy book, by the way, from a company called Pacific Designs, which I love a lot. They have a lot of my grass papers. Have you been hearing the buzz about grass paper? It's been around for a while, but it just doesn't seem to go away. It's a way to get, whether it's an actual physical grass paper or some of the vinyls now, which you can't even tell the difference, and they're cleanable. It's a wonderful way to go. So I will put up some of these papers. And I wanted to bring up another point that's really good. One of the hardest thing, I think, for people to do when it comes to wallpaper is to visualize scale. And that is, they see a pattern that they like, they order the paper, and then when it goes up, like, oh my God, what did I do? It's the pattern repeat. So you want to keep that in mind before you order wallpaper. You want to look at three factors when you order wallpaper. One is so that you order the right amount and you don't over order because wallpaper is very expensive. Number two is you want to make sure that you're giving, if you're having somebody, if a hanger is going to hang it, you're going to give them the right information for their pricing for you. There are three things that you want to consistently ask when it comes to paper. Papers come in different widths. Now, a residential paper is typically about 20, 22 inches. A commercial paper is about double that. Sometimes it's 50-inch. Bigger papers. So your pricing, you know, the bigger papers are harder to handle. And the reason they have wider is if you're using a commercial paper, it's bigger spaces, so it's less cuts and less seams. So you want to know width. Width is the number one thing you want to know about paper when you're looking for. What is the width of the paper? Two is repeat, the pattern repeat. And that's very important when you're looking at something of what the pattern repeat is. And three is the composition. What is the paper? Is it a vinyl paper? Is it, you know, what does it, is it pre-pasted? You want to know what the composition is. So width, repeat, and composition, keep those in mind when you're picking paper and making sure that'll work for you. The next thing that I want to suggest is when you're picking a paper that you haven't seen up before, go to the books and look at the pictures. Pictures are worth a thousand words. So I'm going to show you some of the papers today in this specific design book. Now, this is the first paper. This is sort of a tone-on-tone, gray, neutral paper that has a lot of movement to it. This is something I would probably use in a master bedroom. It has an air of femininity about it, and it's neutral enough that you can change your bedding. You could do this with wonderful coral, the pinks, which are the new hot trend color now. You can do it with spa blues or greens. It would work with a lot of different colors. So when you look at this in the picture, you see that it's quite a busy paper. It's a pretty paper, but it's a busy paper. Now I want to see if I can show you the paper, and you'll see that it might be hard to visualize. I'm just going to move this up a little bit. It's going to be hard to visualize what the paper may look like. So this is the actual fabric that's been done as a paper, as we're talking about. Great for a master bedroom headboard wall. But again, when you look at this, most people really couldn't tell what it was going to turn out like because of pattern repeat. So think about pattern repeat. Your wallpaper hanger will ask you that all the time. You want to know the width and the pattern repeat. Now I'm going to show you another paper, which I don't know if the camera is going to be able to pick up. And this is texture. This could be used in any space. Now this is a fabric paper as opposed to a vinyl. So the papers that are fabric, I would limit to probably either a dining room, an office, or a master bedroom. They're a little bit more luxurious. They're very expensive, so I would want to use them selectively, maybe just on one wall, but they're nice. I would not do them in a powder room, even though you just have the sink water. I would never do them. I never do any wallpaper in functional bathrooms. If you have a shower, even with good venting and so on, not in that place. But something like that, whether it be something that's a pattern, a big pattern, or something that's just texture, could be something nice to do. Now I want to show you something that I've been doing a lot. Now, many of you have said to me when I've met you and so on that one of their favorite shows to watch was Fixer Upper, the Joanna Gaines collection. Well, if you've been shopping, I don't know if people even shop anymore, but if you're in retail and you're out shopping, you'll notice that even though the show is, it's only in reruns now, they're not making the show anymore. What they have done is they've created a whole brand. Joanna Gaines has created a brand with a number of companies. I see a lot of her things in Target, but she also has her own line of wallpaper. So I thought to show you something that's kind of current and modern that I would take out the Magnolia, their company name, the Magnolia Home paper book. Now, you can go to any, I happen to use the Sherwin-Williams right here in Flemington on the Circle, but most, anybody that purveyors of wallpaper will carry this book. It is moderately priced and can work in a lot of environments. And the one thing I have to say that they've done very well here is they've giving you big pictures so you can tell about the scale of a paper, and that's very important because you could have a beautiful paper close up, and then when you see the scale, you just absolutely hate it. So that's certainly something to consider when you're picking wallpaper. I have to say that her wallpapers are very tasteful. Some of them are busy, some of them are just texture, but all of them, there's not one of them that I saw here that I wouldn't like. You know what? We have to take a quick break, and then we'll finish up with the Joanna Gaines Magnolia Collection of wallpaper. We'll be back with more of our show right after these messages.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm very happy to show you guys the Joanna Gaines home collection of wonderful wallpapers. So I picked this book, for number one, because I think she's kind of current and I like what she did. But also, it's a big book and she has lots of wonderful pictures. So let's take a look. I don't know if you can kind of see here. I'll turn it this way. A little bit easier to maneuver than some of the other book that I showed you, which was awfully heavy, the fabric book. But, you know, some of her collections can be quite nice. And the look is sort of, I don't know, it's kind of casually elegant, which is nice. So I'm going to show you one that I really liked a lot. And I picked this one for a reason, because the way it looks in the picture and the way it actually looks, you would never think that those two things go together. And this is the mystery, folks, of wallpaper. So I'm going to show you first the picture. Now, this is a wonderful looking, almost like a plaid, like a buffalo plaid, kind of a check, like a large scale, with a wonderful light fixture, more modern light fixture there, that sort of wonderful modern farmhouse kind of look. Love it. I think I love it in that color. We'll show it to you in other colors. This is actually what the paper looks like. Now, I think if you saw this in a book without seeing the picture, you'd never pick it. You don't realize the pattern repeat really becomes something else. And that's very important when you're doing patterning, to work with a designer, somebody that's done it before and knows what the outcome is of specific papers. And I can, when I finish a project that has wallpaper that I like, I always photograph it, blow it up, and save it so that people understand the importance of the pattern repeat for a specific product. In this case, it happens to be vinyl. But if you could kind of get that, do you see how nice that actually is and how pretty that is? And then if you just saw the sample, I don't think you'd ever pick it. I think that check one, the large sort of print, I think there's one more picture in a color that I like. There's like a soft green-gray at the end that's really beautiful. First, I'm going to show you the picture, if I can make this work. I'll show you the picture of the vinyl paper, which doesn't really look like a lot. But then I'm going to show you the picture of the room. She did a bedroom, a guest bedroom, in this sort of this plaid. Now, isn't that beautiful? Really, really, really nice looking. The next one I wanted to show you is sort of a pattern print in gray and black. You're going to see a lot of gray and black. But the softness comes in the pattern. This one is sort of a floral or a woodland kind of a look, if you can get that. I got a good grasp on that here. That's the one thing about wallpaper books. I'd love to design a wallpaper book that had tabs that come out that were Velcro, and then you could put it on the wall, because they're so heavy and they're so hard to deal with. Maybe that's what I should do with my life, is to invent wallpaper books that are easy to work with. But having, or on three ring tabs that they can pull out and then put back like a binder. So this is a nice one. It's gray and black and so on. Really pretty, neutral. So with this, whether you put it in a powder room because it's a vinyl, or a master bedroom, wherever you put it, you're in good shape. And it comes in a series of colors. Sometimes when you do a paper in a, you know, in sort of a specific color, it changes a lot. Here's that same paper with a much darker background. It really changes how the paper looks, doesn't it? Color has a lot to do. It's like buying a car, right? Certain cars look good in certain colors. Same thing with wallpaper. Certain patterns look better in certain colors. Now I'm going to show you a geometric. I'm going to show you the geometric first, and this is a big, big pattern. I can get this a little bit closer here. This is the geometric pattern, which is a large-scale pattern here. And then I'm going to show you the picture of it. When I show you the picture of it, actually I have two pictures to show. When I show you the picture of it, see if you can take a look at that. I'll show it in one color, and then we'll flip it over, and I'll show it to you in another color. You see how different that is because it's a big scale? You really need to see a picture of it. Before you do wallpaper, I think wallpaper is probably wallpaper first and then window treatments. With paint, you know, it settles fast and you know, but wallpaper, the scale of wallpaper, I think, is probably the hardest for people to sort of, you know, come across and say, okay, this is how it's going to look. It's just hard to visualize. Pictures will give you that. So try to pick something that's on a picture that makes a really, really big difference. Well, you know, we only have about 1 minute left, so I'm going to stop at this. I'm going to show you the book again. If you want to get the Magnolia Home, Joanna Gaines has wonderful. There's nothing in it financially for me, but I really liked her stuff, and I can assure you they did a good job with this. They're moderately priced. This is carried by York, Y-O-R-K. It's vinyl wall coverings, really beautiful and very much up to date. They're not too modern. They're not too old-fashioned. They're sort of just right in the middle, and they'll stand the test of time. So a couple things that we've learned today here. Make sure if you're putting up new wallpaper that you paint first if it's new sheetrock, and then you do a wallpaper primer before you put it up. Some, you don't want to wallpaper every room in the house. Some of the best rooms to do are powder rooms. Because they're small, you want to use a vinyl product in there, something that's washable. Maybe one accent wall, whether it be maybe a fireplace wall, which we didn't talk about. Maybe if you have an office behind your desk, you have one. And then popular, very popular these days, is to do it in a master bedroom. Have that that bed everybody has, the upholstered bed or the upholstered headboard, and then behind it have a beautiful, whether it be texture or some terrific color or some patterning just on one wall. Well, I thank you for tuning in to our program. We are on every Wednesday here on Facebook Live from 2 to 3 p.m. And also watch our new television show called Designed for the Times, which is on the Comcast channel. It is also on YouTube. You can go to my name, Richard Christopher Scuderi, and on the YouTube channel and watch all the wonderful new programs that are being put up every day. Thank you all and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's Homeland Security chief on Capitol Hill, making the president's case for a barrier at the southern border with Mexico, telling the House Homeland Security Committee not only is it to prevent illegal immigration, but also the flow of illegal drugs.
There are parts of the border where the cities in Mexico and the United States are so close together that a drug smuggler or mule can disappear in a matter of seconds into the United States without a physical barrier.
Some of the Democrats on that committee telling Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen they believe a wall is ineffective and in some cases immoral. The Democratic National Committee will exclude the Fox News channel from airing any Democratic presidential debates after a story runs in the New Yorker claiming extremely close ties between Fox and the Trump administration.
Anthony Santiago, and he is the director of marketing from
If you
Newswire.
Built a van for your business, so he's the person where would you start?
At the beginning, of all the press releases.
With the people who
and I was telling
him
about
him
downstairs, Richard Scuderi. He's the one who is the interior design and
you
also the author.
Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
An
MSFP. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
It appears the final death toll from Sunday's tornadoes in Alabama will stay at 23, as the people who've been listed as missing have now all been accounted for, according to Alabama Emergency Management Agency Director Brian Hastings. He says recovery work is now underway.
We appreciate FEMA being on site today. We'll get the disaster survivor assistance out to those folks in need. Donations to United Way, Red Cross, and other organizations that help states and counties in need and help lift humanity in their time of suffering.
The president's to tour the devastated areas on Friday. Michael Cohen is back on Capitol Hill making a follow-up appearance before the House Intelligence Committee. The president's longtime personal lawyer reportedly gave the panel new documents showing edits to the false written statement he delivered to Congress in 2017 about the Trump